During lunch, when experience had shown that traffic picked up somewhat at Mailbox America, an agent nonchalantly entered the place behind two other customers and, for the second time that day, placed a key in box 455. Lying on top of three pieces of junk mail, he noticed something new. It was an envelope, light orange in color, 5x8. With a pair of tweezers, he clamped the end of the envelope, slid it quickly from the box, and dropped it in a small leather briefcase. At Langley, it was carefully opened by experts. Two handwritten pages were removed and copied. An hour later, DeVille entered Teddy's bunker, holding a file. DeVille was in charge of what was commonly referred to deep inside Langley as the Lake Mess. He gave copies of the letter to Teddy and York, then scanned it to a large screen. The printing was bold, in block form, easily readable, as if the author had labored over each word. It read, "Dear Al, where you been? Did you get my last letter? I wrote 3 weeks ago, and I haven't heard a word. I guess you're busy, but please don't forget about me. I get very lonely here, and your letters have always inspired me to keep going. They give me strength and hope because I know somebody out there cares. Please don't give up on me, Al. My counselor says that I might be released in 2 months. There's a halfway house in Baltimore, actually a few miles from where I grew up, and the people here are trying to get me a spot there. It would be for 90 days, enough time for me to find a job, some friends, etc., you know, get used to society again. By the way, I've lost another 5 pounds, and my waist is now 32. The photo I sent you is getting outdated. I'm much leaner now and tanned. I'll send you another photo, maybe one from the chest up. I'm lifting weights like crazy. I think you'll like the next photo. You said you would send me one of you. I'm still waiting. Please don't forget me, Al. I need one of your letters. Love, Ricky." Since York had had the responsibility of investigating every aspect of Lake's life, he felt compelled to try and speak first. But he could think of nothing to say. They read the letter in silence again and again. Finally, DeVille broke the ice by saying, "Here's the envelope." He flashed it on the wall. It was addressed to Mr. Al Conyers at Mailbox America. The return address was Ricky, Aladdin North, P.O. Box 44683, Neptune Beach, Florida, 32233. "It's a front," DeVille said. "There's no such place as Aladdin North." Teddy was silent, still staring at the wall. DeVille was excused, but told to stand by. Teddy began making notes on a green legal pad. "There are other letters and at least one photo," he said, as if the problem were just part of the routine. Panic was a state unknown to Teddy Maynard. "We have to find them," he said. "We've done 2 thorough searches of his home," York said.
"Then do a third. Now. Lake is in California looking for votes. We have no time on this, York. There may be other secret boxes, other men writing letters and bragging about their tans and waistlines."
"Do you confront him?"
"Not yet."